I want to tell you about a closed fish hatchery that once hummed with activity in the Oregon Cascades. It went silent for several years, and it hums with activity again now. For nearly a century, the Butte Falls hatchery produced salmon and trout for southern Oregon lakes and rivers, but the state closed the facility to save money a few years ago. Now many of the long concrete fish runs have been filled in with dirt, but the main hatchery building still stands. The local charter school is vying to take ownership of the property. Teachers want to use the hatchery to turn Butte Falls into a natural resource education mecca for the state. Jess Burns of our EarthFix unit reports.
It's chaotic in the side yard of Butte Falls Charter School. Don't let that fool you. The middle schoolers are locked in. They're planting shiitake mushroom mycelium into 3-foot oak logs, a lesson that's part ecology, part agriculture, and part traditional shop class, a perfect fit for the natural resource focus of their school.
You have to drill holes in them about like 4 inches apart or so we could put the mushroom seeds and stuff in it.
Hannah Morley is one of Chris Mathis's design and build students. Mathis monitors the assembly line working at Sawhorses, offering advice and instruction. When a student asks about doing the project at the school's Natural Resource Center, Mathis gets excited.
Next year, we're going to move it into the fish hatchery. We almost have it set up so we can move over there.
The Natural Resource Center is what Mathis calls a decommissioned fish hatchery, about a half mile from the school. He's in charge of getting the facility up and running.
So we do have critters that live in here.
And it smells that way. But inside the cavernous building are lines of 40-foot concrete troughs that were once home to thousands of baby fish.
So this is where we will grow shiitake mushrooms.
Getting access to this kind of infrastructure is a rare opportunity, says Russ Stoff, who oversaw the closure of Butte Falls Hatchery for the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Generally speaking, we don't close hatcheries because hatcheries are very integral to the public benefit that we provide.
In fact, Butte Falls is the only hatchery Oregon has shuttered in decades. It was yet another loss of natural resource jobs for the town, says Mayor Linda Spencer.
We're a town that's really been lumber-based, and now that we don't have the lumbering, it's quite difficult.
36% of the students in the district are considered homeless, the highest by far in the state. Spencer says bringing back the hatchery and wooded property surrounding it as a natural resource education center would provide opportunity for the whole town.
It would be nice to exploit the forest in a different way.
Shop teacher Chris Mathis has at least a dozen different ideas for how to do just that. There's the mushrooms and other possible niche agriculture crops.
Put greenhouses so we can start our indigenous species tree nursery.
Then there's lab space, fish propagation and monarch butterfly programs, trails, and wetland observation decks.
And then we'll have a natural history museum along with that local history museum.
And don't forget the campsites, amphitheater, and ropes course.
We would like to continue to thrive. We'd like to be a vibrant community, and we'd like to have a purpose. And I think it's only fair that we have this site to recreate ourselves, reinvent ourselves.
I think we've got them all filled.
The period's coming to an end, and the students have drifted away from the mushroom logs. They've huddled into a rowdy blob and are clamoring for a group photo.
Okay, but class isn't over yet, so come on back over here.
Despite the dissent and the chaos, Mr. Mathis seems pleased.
You guys are rock stars as far as I'm concerned. We did a record number of logs here.
It's a good sign that his students were so engaged in today's lesson. It's the kind of energy and enthusiasm the school will need to make the vision for the Butte Falls Natural Resource Center a reality.
Everybody say shiitake mushrooms.
Shiitake mushrooms!
I'm Jess Burns, reporting from Butte Falls.
Good one. One more. Ready?
And we have a chance to go a little further into the story now with Chris Mathis, who's here in the studio with us, the teacher, the manager of the Natural Resource Center, and the site development manager. Chris, good to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Morning, Jeffrey.
And Tony Tacchini is with us as well, a senior at Butte Falls Charter School. Good to see you, Tony.
Nice to be here.
So, Chris, just help people understand, so the entire Butte Falls school operation, K through 12, is all charter school now, is that right?
That's correct.
What was the reason for the change?
It was to broaden our horizons. First of all, we were diminishing in enrollment, so this allows us to bring in students from the outlying area as far as Shady Cove and down in Eagle Point. So we have doubled our enrollment by opening up as a charter school, but also it's a natural fit as a natural resource-themed charter school where we're located up in the Cascades.
So, Tony, so the change happened when you were already probably in middle school, I'm thinking, right? It happened about 6 years ago, it looks like.
Yeah, probably would have been a seventh grader then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us about what it's like to be in a school that's devoted to natural resources and as that with that as the center of your education.
Well, I've gone to Butte Falls since kindergarten, and even then it was really centered around natural resources. And just to see, as coming into my high school years, the centering of natural resources, it was kind of, like a eureka moment for everybody. And it was really interesting to see that change. I mean, even though we were kind of already based centrally in that natural resource feel, it just is a great fit for it.
How much do you like getting outdoors, or need I even ask?
Oh, well, I'm an outdoors kind of person. So, you know, just being outdoors and, just get to learn outdoors, you know, other than just being in it. But getting to learn in it is a totally different environment. And some people, like myself, learn better that way.
What's an average school day like for you? I mean, how much time do you spend inside the walls of a classroom and how much time outside?
Well, it depends on the weather mostly, but I mean, we have a couple teachers who'll make us walk in the rain too, so, but they're good teachers. We try not to spend too much time indoors. It is a normal occurrence to be indoors most of the time, but, seasons really have something to do with it. So, early fall, even through fall and, spring, we are outdoors a lot. We are usually at the NRC 3 times a week on, like, good weather days, mm-hmm. and we do work out there. We learn while working. We have fun days. And, you know, we get to go play on the ropes course and stuff and just have fun with that.
Chris Mathis, tell us about the confluence of events here. It sounds like the charter school designation came pretty much within a year or so of the time that the hatchery closed down.
Yeah, that's very, very close to almost being synchronized, strangely enough, that we became a charter school and the decommissioning of the hatchery. Fortunately, somebody lined us right up to vie for that property, and we've been working that ever since. The school administration has been working from step to step. The property conveyed back to the federal government after the state decided not to use it anymore for fish culture, and that was the requirement in their contract. And,
because it had been federal property at some point?
Well, at one point it belonged to the Department of Fisheries, U.S. Department of Fisheries, and then back in 1946, I think it was transferred to the state of Oregon by an act of Congress. And in their reversionary clause, it stated that they needed to return the property to the U.S. Department of the Interior if it was no longer used by the state for fish culture. So in 2011, the property was returned to the federal government. And that's where we are right now with our application. Our final application is sitting for final approval with the Department of the Interior.
Well, having to deal with the FCC in our business, I'm aware of the fact that the paperwork requirements can be rather large working with the federal government. So how long a process has this been to get all the ducks in a row, both paper and, I would assume, some money, too?
Well, we acquired 10 acres of it from the state that didn't go back to the federal government in 2011. It's this last 3 acres that has the fish hatchery and some support buildings on it that we have been working. We think we put our application in last July, and I'm on the third application now, it's looking real good.
Hey, when are you going to hear?
I hope any moment. I hope when I go check my email that we have a letter saying that the signature page is complete and we're ready for a conveyance meeting.
All right. So
it's that close.
Conveyance meeting. Oh, so actually it was like a closing. It's like a real estate
right.
closing.
I think the conveyance will take place this summer, and then after that we have 12 months to rehabilitate some of the buildings and reactivate the hatchery site, get water flowing and that type of stuff. It's a very narrow window that we have to make this usable for the stated purpose, which is education.
How what kind of shape are the buildings in, and how much work lies ahead?
Well, the buildings are in good shape. They've been, you know, they all have metal roofs on them, so they've been maintained by staff at our school, have kept them closed and locked and guarded. We have, on our portion of the property, we have a caretaker who watches the property. But it's still going to take some work to convert them to classroom space.
We're talking to the folks at Butte Falls about the charter school up there and the use of the long closed, or not that long closed, but closed anyway, state fish hatchery for use as a natural resource center for the Butte Falls Charter School. Chris Mathis, teacher and manager of the resource center and a site development manager as well. Tony Tacchini is a senior at Butte Falls, and you can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So what, Tony, is going on already at the hatchery site? There's stuff happening there already, as we heard in Jess's piece.
Yeah, so we're really getting involved in turning it into an outdoor learning place. We've built benches and things like that, so it makes it a little more easier for kids to do their work, so they don't have to do it on their lap or soft ground, you know. And so, but a lot of kids, it really is surprising, they would rather go sit on the ground and do their work. But yeah, we have an obstacle course out there that ties into the physical education part, and they've used it quite a bit since they've put it up, and it works pretty good. It's like a American Ninja Warrior type course. It's kind of interesting.
So you got to hang from your arms and jump from place to place, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, with the fish ladder, you got to, you know, use the bar to hop up. You know, I'm not very good at it, but, you know, other kids are. And just the develop, like we go out and build trails and stuff like that, and kids really enjoy the hikes around. Even though it's 10 acres, it's still enough room to have fun and go explore and learn.
How much were the kids, Chris, involved in the process of envisioning what would set up there at the hatchery?
The social studies and history class has done a lot of work over the years in mapping the site and just doing jurisdictional studies. I think if you walk a half a mile from the school to the NRC, you cross four jurisdictions. And you got the city, you got the county, state, and federal. And our social studies teacher does a really good job of taking every teachable moment he can find on the hikes to and from, and also educating the students in the process, all the paperwork, all the filings and rezoning and everything that takes place, getting the water rights on both Ginger Creek and on Big Butte Creek. You know, students were involved in the exploration and research that it took to do that. So I would say both social studies and history and our language arts class have done a lot of work out there and utilizing the site and preparing the site.
So this sounds like a fairly standard approach in Butte Falls. It's like you look at a project, but you look at it from the different angles of the different classes that can participate.
Yeah, curriculum crossovers pretty complete there. We do have frequent meetings about how we're going to actually make that look. You know, the science curriculum has the strongest connection with the outdoor project-based program, and like wetland and wildlife biology study and water quality monitoring studies take place out there, soil analysis. And, you know, we're going to be working with Ryan Battleson soon here from Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife to establish a steelhead, trout, and salmon enhancement program in the hatchery. The mushroom program that you heard of earlier is just one aspect in one of the projects that's going to be housed inside of the hatch house. We're going to be doing a number of aquaponics and agricultural-based projects, but it seems to be one of the ones we're preparing in advance, and the students are involved in that also.
Tony, what was the thing that most excited you about the development of the hatchery site?
Thing that excited me most about it was getting to get out of the classroom. You know, being in a classroom all day long, it's kind of boring. And getting to, like, be in nature is something I like to do. And, you know, it's good for other people to do it, just to get outdoors and fresh air, and so they're not cooped up all day. And because kids get pretty antsy when they're cooped up all day.
Yeah, people work and learn differently when they're outside. You know, fresh air and sunshine, or in the case of this winter, fresh air and rain and snow, but you know, the likelihood that there's going to be an unexpected learning and teachable moment is higher when you're outside.
Now, I noticed when Tony said that some teachers make you go out in the rain, I glanced over at you and I saw your eyebrows go up a little bit. Are you among the teachers who make the students spend some time out in the weather?
Yeah, we walked frequently out to the site, which is very pleasurable. And you know, we're not going to walk in a torrential downpour, but it's frequent that we will be receiving some sort of precipitation, whether it's snow or rain, through today.
How long a walk is it from the school to the hatchery site?
Maybe 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Depends on, you know, how fast you are. I mean, there's several ways you can get there. You can cut through Metco shop, which is owned by Ron Halica. He owns an equipment company up there.
The old Medford Corporation shop?
Yeah. Well, we can go through there, and there's a couple trails you can get to, or you can very carefully walk down the highway and get to it. But the trails are a lot more fun because you can see the old pipelines and stuff like that mm-hmm. are laid.
We're going to be activating a fleet of electric shuttles that'll be charged at both the school and at the NRC off of solar panels when we get this thing moving. So,
I'm glad you brought up Medco, though, because people should understand that when there was a Medford Corporation, which was a very big timber company in its day, that its outdoor operations where it got a lot of its timber was centered around Butte Falls.
And yeah.
Most of Butte Falls, I think, was employed by the Medford Corporation in its heyday.
A lot of people were employed, and not only did people benefit from the employment, the school also benefited from it because Medford Corporation would put money into the school for sports and curriculum, stuff like that. And so Butte Falls at one time, you know, the school was very up to date, everything was modernized because of Medford Corporation paid for that to happen. They, you know, they wanted educated workers basically. Mm-hmm. And so it was in their interest to have educated workers. And after Medco left, things kind of spiraled up and down a little bit. It mm-hmm. did, you know, very, very shaky times. And I think,
well, the bottom dropped out of the economy.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is there a real sense of pride in Butte Falls about the charter school? I mean, in a sense of community pride that might have been lacking in the years since the timber industry economics changed so much up there?
I believe so. I think that the site itself is historically tied to the community, and it's really important that we keep this as public property. To see it go private for any reason would be a loss to everybody in the community. And our curriculum includes in my program, the shop program, is the handling of and management of forest products. So not only have we taken like 12 dead trees this year and milled up 12,000 board feet, which we will use to build bridges and picnic tables and a new pavilion and outdoor learning center. The products that we pull out of the forest include the mushroom hosts, which are oak logs, which are a waste product of the logging process up there. So yeah, there's a great deal of pride. The loggers are working with us and providing that host product. The students get out there and they get that host product and they turn it into a marketable agricultural product, and everybody's pulling together for this.
Chris Mathis and Tony Tacchini are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, teacher and student from Butte Falls K-12 Charter School. You can join us on the exchange, 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. Paul in Grants Pass dropped off a comment. He says this is exactly what the area needs. He wants to see more programs like this. So, Chris, what got you into it? You had not been a teacher until, certified 2 years ago? Is that right?
Yeah, I got my license the beginning of the year last year, but I had been volunteering in the school back since 2005. We were building sailboats in the shop class. I'd come in to get my day started working with students, and that eventually turned into a rental program in the summers out on Willow Lake. But I just enjoy working with young people. I felt that maybe I had something to pass along after 45 years in the trades and industry, so it was a natural fit. Plus, I want to work locally.
Want to work in the region.
Yeah.
Educational issues aside, I understand that Butte Falls has a lot of homeless kids. What's the reason for that? Does anybody know?
Well, the definition by the McKinney-Vento Act, there's homelessness is a pretty broad description. You could be living in a car. You could be living in a house without windows
Or living with another family
or couch surfing. But I think we have a lot of people that they gravitate to Butte Falls because they would to like to find a new life, and unfortunately they arrive not in the best of shape. So we're there to help them.
Is there any idea of using the hatchery property to provide some sort of housing?
Yes, there is. There's three residential structures on the property, and one of them we'd like to have the bedrooms transformed into a facilitation for homeless children with supervision and life coaching possibilities. We're going to have a home economics building where, you know, we will teach students again how to cook and, you know, make a week's worth of meals out of a bag of groceries and that type of thing. Extend their options, you know, and expand their horizons. If they're not necessarily going straight to college or straight to the workforce, at least they should know how to manage their lives. And that's what one of the buildings we'll be doing.
So speaking of straight to college or straight to the workforce, this is we're getting close to the end of your run at Butte Falls, Tony Ticchini. So what do you plan to do in the future?
Yeah, I'm hitting the finish line real close. So I plan to go to San Francisco for the summer. My uncle owns a graphic design company down there. He prints, he makes designs for T-shirts and any other thing you can print something on. And I'm going to be there for the summer. And I'll probably go to Italy in the fall for a language culture class. And that'll probably be 4 months to a year, depends on how much I like it.
Do you have any family in Italy?
Well, probably, but...
but none you know of.
Not, none that I know of. I'm going to try to find some, but, you know.
And how much would you say that Butte Falls helped launch you into the world, particularly since it has changed over to a charter school while you were in middle school?
Yeah, you know, a lot of... being launched into the world is supportive teachers, you know, in a lot of places you don't have, because it's so small, a lot of the teachers are interested in your life, you know, they're like, oh, I want to better you, and I want to help, you know, help your life, and, you know, and having that supportive group be there for me to say, yeah, go leave Butte Falls, and even though Butte Falls is a great place for some people, they're like, you know, go and explore the world and do more things other than Butte Falls, you know.
Some of our graduates from the Butte Falls School have come back to teach at the school. Mrs. Gorman and Miss Brown both graduated from Butte Falls High School, and they came back to teach math. And now Mrs. Gorman is the principal of the school.
Wow. Okay. So a lot of people coming back. If the conveyance does come through as we think it will imminently, is there some plans for a grand opening or something at the site?
Yeah, I would like to have a groundbreaking for the pavilion we're going to build, and definitely. But there is an open house coming up on the 18th of this month. At 6 o'clock, we're going to have a reception at the high school gym, and then at 7 o'clock, we'll be out at the NRC for hot dogs and a campfire.
And that's Thursday night this week?
Thursday night this week, yes.
Okay. Chris Mathis is a teacher and the manager of the Natural Resource Center at Butte Falls Charter School. Tony Ticchini, a student about to graduate and head off to the world. Good to meet you both, and thanks for coming in today to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.